The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH, I'm Andy, your host. And on today's instalment, I'm talking to you, originally recorded and broadcast on Wednesday, February the 19th, 2025, at achshow.com. I will be presenting a show entitled Guyan Booksuck. And the time is 10:15 a.m. here in London, making it 5:15 a.m. over on the east coast of America and 2:15 a.m. on the west coast of America. Welcome to wherever you are around the world. Now, as you will see from the show title and the show image, if you look carefully, Guyan Booksuck relates to a seller on eBay that is offering my book from India, leather bound, with no knowledge of myself and certainly no royalties being paid. And if you look it up online, there are two versions, actually. One's £31, the one that's in the show image, and there's one further down, which is £58. So I presume that that's the original version of the book is the cheaper one, and the updated expanded is the more expensive one. Their books certainly do suck, in the sense that they certainly, in my case, have not contacted or offered to pay the author royalties. And it's interesting, isn't it, how eBay are so quick to ban things on politically correct basis, but something that's being done here that's illegal and it's copyright infringement, they're just allowing to go ahead. And this is one of their, as you can see from the way that it's presented, 10% off, all this sort of stuff. This is obviously some sort of seller that they've got on there. And I remember years ago, you used to be able to give sellers feedback, and suddenly they ring-fenced the group of sellers that, oh, you can't give negative feedback to this seller for at least 7 days. Oh, surprising that, isn't it? What, so after 7 days you might forget about it? All these sorts of things that are set up are just scams. There should be an auction site run by the government of every country, which is the place that people go on to when they want stuff. All this stuff about recycling things, stuff like that. You imagine if you could just put something there, a reasonable price, somebody else would buy it, no commission going to anybody because it's a government service, and then that lowers wastage because this thing would have gone the tip somewhere, someone else wants it. But of course, big business always has to triumph, which is what we're seeing happening here. Guyan Booksuck. Okay, so staying on that note, I'm not going to mention any shows that I'm listening to today. Instead, I'm going to remind you that this show does need your support if you want it to continue, as I said on the show with Dr. Peter Hammond yesterday. I haven't had anything coming in for a couple of weeks. I have plans if this is not going to work, because you don't expect to drive a car every day without putting petrol in it, and I need funds to come in if I'm going to give up my time every day to do this show for you. If they don't, this show will end. That's it. Okay, so we'll move on to see how the news has been developing since Monday's show. First up, JD Vance blasts crazy exchange after CBS Margaret Brennan tells Marco Rubio that Nazis weaponize free speech. And funny enough, it says at the top this video is no longer available. So a video has been taken down here. Maybe there's been some pushbacks. You see, I'm not aware of Nazis weaponizing free speech. I'm aware that there's a certain mainstream historical event that is the only one I know that if you question, you can go to prison for. So if that's not an attack on free speech, I don't know what is. I'm not aware of any other historical event you can go to prison for disputing the mainstream narrative of. But Rubio didn't question that. And I think if you got in a time machine and went forward 6 months into this year, you'll see exactly why he wouldn't be questioning things such as that. Okay, let's move on to Doge. Prepares gold reserve audit after top Republican invites Elon Musk to review Fort Knox. And this is something in the conspiracy world for many years that Fort Knox was empty. All these stories, many of you probably remember. Of course, it's no surprise that the person who is inviting him to come over is Rand Paul, the son of Ron Paul, who was wanting to audit the Fed for many, many years. And of course, he never got any traction in the mainstream media. Surprise, surprise. Okay, so let's move on to Dazzled. Headlight glare is now so bad, a quarter of motorists say they drive less at night. I've covered this before. My mother stopped going to her evening church meeting because the car lights were dazzling. You know, she couldn't see properly. And, yeah, it's amazing. But again, they want us to have LED. The halogen was better. But halogen isn't an alternative. Halogen has basically been banned. You're getting LED, folks. Yeah, but they dazzle your eyes. Well, no. It's what the elites want for whatever reason. That's why you're getting them. Doesn't matter what they do to your eyes. Doesn't matter that they could cause an accident. It's what the elites want, and what the elites want, the elites get. Next. Charging man, 50, over the burning of a copy of the Quran, risks creating a blasphemy law by the back door, Tory MP warns. Now, this Tory MP is Robert Jenrick, the big fan of Israel to the extent, according to Mark Collett, that he wanted to put Star of David symbols at the board, all the borders of the UK. So one can only wonder whether he would be so vehement in his condemnation of this if the man was burning a Talmud, for example. Okay, let's move on to watering down of assisted dying bill could cause it to be voted down by MPs in next Commons vote, Labour ministers believe. This goes back to the idea that a High Court judge would have to sign it off, something like that. And now it's just a committee of social workers, things like that. You know, these do-gooders that make such intelligent decisions all the time. They've got such a great track record, aren't they? So I'm sure absolutely nothing could go wrong with that. I'd be very surprised if this bill does get voted down because, as I said before, the elites get what the elites want and what they love, as you can see from what's been going on with euthanasia in Canada, is getting these annoying old people dying off. And if they can get them to do it willingly, then they feel that that's even better. Okay, so we'll move on to fury as Pink Floyd's Roger Waters. Sorry, there's a big picture. So fury as Pink Floyd's Roger Waters goes on unhinged rant at UN while wearing Palestine pin. And he talks about he's actually talking more about the Ukraine here. And he says, I may just be a musician, but I'm here to talk about war and peace and love, and my credentials are firmly in place. The interesting thing here is the end of the article for me. It says, Waters has also been branded a bully by his former producer Bob Ezrin, who says he called his agent, ex-agent rather, Brian Morrison, a F*** Jew. Okay, there you go. It also says further up, Waters was dropped by his record label BMG in late 2023 following a slew of controversies. He told Variety he had been fired by the German company after the relatively new CEO, Thomas Kosfeld, canned a planned release of a newly recorded rerun of a Pink Floyd album. Okay, let's move on to Michael Schumacher's wife makes rare public statement on massive breach of trust over blackmail plot on her Formula One legend husband's health secrets. Now, I'm really tired of this sort of stuff. This guy was quite happy when he was up there winning races, doing stuff like that, getting people to buy all his merchandise, being worth an absolute fortune. Now, I'm very sorry that this guy had an accident that's obviously affected his health very badly. But why not just put this all to bed and say, right, this is his condition. You don't even have to put a picture of him. Just say, this is how he is now. But they don't want to talk about anything. So it becomes a great big story that is going to entice people like unscrupulous people like these people trying to blackmail them, when they could just come clean and say, you know, this guy's in a vegetative state, for example. He's in a wheelchair, or he's partially mobile, or whatever. Just tell us. You had no problem when he was out there making money, but now you just don't want anyone to know about, like, it's some sort of secret life. It just seems ludicrous. Their life would be so much easier if they just came clean and told us of his condition. Okay, sad reality of how much money most OnlyFans creators really make. Well, that's another option to this show out for me, then. Okay, and we move on to Christian Teacher. No, we don't, because I've gone past that one. This is a Mail Plus article. The truth about the vicious rumours that Brigitte Macron was born a man. Paul Bracci reveals the real story of French First Lady's controversial background. So I'm surprised this is behind the Mail Plus paywall, if they're desperate to tell you truth about vicious rumours, but there you go. And then the other one that I had from you, second from last, is a Christian teacher who was sacked for hate speech after talking about his beliefs on same-sex marriage and gender during Pro-Diversity Day, loses bitter war against woke schools. So don't imagine any of what Vance said having any great effect in this country. Once they get the free speech curtailed, they're very reluctant to allow you to have it back. Just look at what happens historically when they get your free speech. There's always a load of turmoil that comes afterwards before there's any chance of it being returned. So let's see what's going on in the mainstream news right now. Starting off with Associated Press, apnews.com. Trump's envoy arrives in Kiev as US policy shifts towards Russia. This is Keith Kellogg. I wonder if he's got anything to do with the breakfast cereal. But that is their top story. And if we go down to BBC News, have a look at the top 10 most read stories at the moment, if the site ever bothers to load up. Here we are. This is interesting. MPs criticise wealth hoarding boomers stereotype. So I was actually having a look at this earlier, because I'm off to my mum's later, so I do things in a kind of different order. I have my breakfast and what have you, and I don't watch anything while I'm doing it, because I want to get it out of the way so I can get the show done and get on the way to hers. But basically, a report from the Commons Women's and Equality Committee said the portrayal was, there's a portrayal basically going on that's normalising ageist attitudes. They refer to the depictions of baby boomers as enjoying a life of luxury at the expense of their children and grandchildren. And baby boomer is someone born between the years of 1946 and 1964. So I'm not in that category, and my mother was a couple of years earlier than 46, so she didn't make it either. But it's funny because they actually, further down, it said, in its report, the committee said the portrayal of older people as wealth-hoarding boomers was highly prevalent across all media in the UK. An example might be the OK Boomer meme, used to dismiss older people's opinions by suggesting they are out of touch. So I've given my views on this before. I think all this attack on boomers and what have you, when we really should be uniting, is just not wise, quite honestly. It's people who do it, I think you could look at and say, are they trying to divide what resistance we have to what's going on, rather than actually trying to help? Okay, so let me see, what else did I have here? Man fined for housing 18 people in 3-bed home. So we'll see what's going on and what was happening here. This is over in North London, apparently. He's been ordered by a court to pay £37,000. He was operating 8 bedsits without a licence in a converted 3-bedroom terraced house. And a spokesman for Barnet Council said they would not tolerate landlords who flout the rules. So there you go. Okay, let's move on to Daily Mail, see what's going on over there. Right. There's some story at the top I can't be bothered with. Trump appears to blame Ukraine for the war and says they could have made a deal to avoid conflict, and dismisses Zelensky's anger at being cut out of peace talks, saying they've had a seat for 3 years. Well, this is something that I agree with Trump on, but I think that the representative at any peace talk should be the elected one. And that would be the one before the Victoria Nuland-inspired CIA coup of 2014. So whoever was in power then that the Ukrainians elected, that should be the person who should be in charge of Ukraine now, because they've been running under false pretenses ever since. And on that note as well, remember what I said about a win is not things going back to how they were. A win is when the people responsible for doing what they were doing were actually punished, because otherwise there's no incentive for them not to do it again. If the people who've been censoring people for years actually had to compensate these people that they'd censored, then when, say, a Democrat comes into power again, they might be less reluctant to censor these people for fear of when a Republican comes back in, then they'll have to make the compensation payments again. However, if a Republican president just says, oh, don't do that anymore, and they don't do it, then there's no incentive for them not to do it again when a new president comes in. That's my opinion on this. Okay, let's move on to see what's going on in the independent media. RT.com is the first place we're going to go. UK could deploy fighter jets over Ukraine. That's an article RT.com have picked up from the Times newspaper, which of course is a UK newspaper that is behind a paywall, so it's not something that I get to look at. Rents.com, let's go over there. See what's happening. Scroll down. And the top headline is Doge already finds $4.7 trillion in US Treasury fraud and IRS corruption. There is no way to trace the theft. And next one, deranged leftists, communists call for violence, assassination of Musk and Trump. Let's move on to HalTurnerRadioShow.com, which is where that first headline came from. US deploys Reaper drones over Mexican drug cartel areas, and all Biden-era US attorneys fired. Top two stories. EarthNewspaper.com, the Mark R. Elsis website. See what is going on over here. Scrolling down, a video at the top. Just waiting for that to... Chartres Cathedral story of a masterpiece. So it's a documentary all about Chartres, which I probably mispronounced. Cathedral sounds like it's somewhere in France or Belgium. I've heard of Notre Dame, not heard of that one. But that is the video. Then we've got a book called The Plot Against the Church by Maurice Pinet. The traditional enemies of the Catholic Church have prepared against the Holy Catholic Church and against the free world. So that's what that book, a brief description there. And let's move on to earthnewspaper.com. No, sorry, on earthnewspaper, censored.com, censored.news even. Dr. Deborah Birx, former White House COVID czar, now says public health officials lost trust because they did not follow the science. Well, yeah, we all know what was going on there. It was so obvious. Oh, somebody's criticising the vaccine. Let's all pile on this person and ridicule them and attack them and threaten them that they lose their job and what have you. For some reason, they needed to get this into as many people around the world as possible. And ever since, we've been seeing all these reports of heart attacks, cancers in young people, and across the board, really. But what the mainstream media never seem to get together is the common denominator. Isn't that interesting? It would sort of indicate that the mainstream media were in on the op, wouldn't it? Yeah, I think it would. Okay, let's close out with the Before It's News Top 10. And it'll give you an example of some of the great shows you can be listening to if this one goes off the air. Okay, so number 10 went up a day ago, 122 people viewing. Live Patriot Underground, Mike King's Situation Update. Number 9 went up 13 hours ago, 123 people viewing. Michael Jaco, Game Over. Big things must be brewing. Yes, they must be, mustn't they, Michael? Number 8 went up 11 hours ago, 127 people viewing. Mel Gibson and Joe Rogan and Elon Musk reveal US shutdown Antarctica after drone captured this. Number 7 went up 7 hours ago, 147 people viewing. WTPN situation update. Trump's mass arrests begin. Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. Gitmo mass. And then the headline runs out. Yeah, really. Number 6 went up 12 hours ago, 150 people viewing. Dr. Lee Merritt and Dr. David Brownstein. All hell is breaking loose in 48 hours, 2025. So that went up 12 hours ago, so I guess we've got another 36 to wait. Number 5 went up 3 hours ago, 179 people viewing. Kim Gogwon, full situation update, deep state scrambles for control. Number 4 went up 10 hours ago, 261 people viewing. New X22 report, February the 18th, Trump orders biggest move yet, planned a long time ago, 2025. Number 3 went up 8 hours ago, 284 people viewing. SGNon, urgent emergency, they just exposed everything. Number 2 went up 14 hours ago, 401 people viewing. Mel Gibson, The Deception Began 2,500 Years Ago. The Bible Is Not What You Think, 2025. And number 1 went up 14 hours ago, 486 people viewing. Mel Gibson again. Entitled, Mel Gibson Exposed It, Reality Is Controlled, Evidence Is Everywhere. So that is the show for today. I want to thank all of you for joining me this Wednesday, February the 19th, 2025, for a show entitled Guyan _ Booksuck. I'll be back with you all later in the day tomorrow in the afternoon. And until then, folks, thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day and bye for now.